We praise you, our Lord, our God.
我们的主，我们的神，我们赞美你。
Because we recognize that you are the source and the sustainer of all life.
因为我们知道，主啊，你是生命的源头，你也保守了生命。
Our life comes from you.
我们的生命来自你。
Every day that we live is a blessing that you give us.
我们每一天活着都是主你自己的恩典。
And for that, we give you praise.
因此，我们要称颂你的名。
Today, Lord, as we gather to remember our dear brother and elder Dr. Louis.
主啊，今天我们聚集在这里，啊，来追思，来思想我们亲爱的弟兄，我们的长老雷医生。
Well, we are saddened at the loss of his life here.
啊，虽然我们他离开我们，我们感到忧伤。
But Lord, we thank you and we praise you for every day that you have given him of his life.
但是主啊，我们要感谢你，因为每一天他活在地上的日子都是你的恩典。
And as a brother to us, or a friend, or a father, or a husband to each one of us, Lord, we want to give you praise for the many ways that he has blessed every one of our lives.
主啊，我们作为他的兄弟姐妹，作为他的朋友，是他的妻子，他的儿女。主啊，我们为着他在过去如何，因着他，主你祝福了我们，我们要向你感谢，要向你赞美。
And Lord, we thank you for the blessing that he has been to us and to our church.
主啊，我们要感谢你，我们要称颂你。因为他成了我们众人的祝福，也成了教会的祝福。
And Lord, we look forward to that day when he will meet with him again on that.
主啊，我们也期望的有这么一天，我们一同在你的面前，我们再与我们的弟兄相会。
Because Lord Jesus, you have risen, so we know that we who are in you will rise together with him.
主啊，因为我们知道你是复活的主，有一天我们也要与主一同的复活。
Lord, may that comfort us and may that give us hope.
让主你自己这样的真道安慰我们，也赐给我们盼望。
And Lord, we praise you and we thank you for being our God.
主啊，我们赞美你，我们也感谢你，因为你是我们的神。
And for every day that we have.
我们每一天的日子，我们都要向你感恩。
May you receive the honor and the glory.
愿你得到一切的荣耀。
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please sit.
请坐。
Scripture reading from Psalm 23.
我们要来读诗篇第二十三篇。
诗篇二十三篇。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He guides me in path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of my Lord forever.
The joint choir is going to sing two hymns. The Way of Cross means sacrifice. Come, so far.
明天诗班要唱两首诗歌, 十字架的道路要牺牲, 还有万福源头。
If you would like to follow along, the two hymns are from our hymnal, number 271 and number 161.
American has experienced the most enjoyable 10 years in recent history.
在过去十年, 美国享受了在近年的历史里面, 很丰富的一段时间。
The falling of Soviet Union made all countries the sole leader of the world.
啊，因为俄国的垮台，就像美国成为完全的全世界的唯一的领袖。
The economic was good.
经济非常的好。
The inflation rate was low.
通货膨胀也很低。
The interest rate was incredibly low.
那个利率也特别的低。
So was the employment rate.
所有求职的人都可以找到工作。
The stock market was sky high.
股票市场也非常非常的好。
75% of people enjoyed abundant investment reward.
75%的人他们都得到很多他们投资的利润。
Everyone felt so good and had a good time.
每一个人都觉得非常好。
Then it came 9/11.
但是去年911的事情就发生了。
Suddenly everything changed overnight.
突然一下，在一夜之间，所有的事情都改变。
The stock market dropped.
股市市场下降。
The confidence disappeared.
信心也失了。
Big companies began to reduce the workforce.
许多大的公司都裁员。
We began to realize that we live in a very vulnerable age.
突然领会得到我们是活在一个非常有变动的这样的一个时代。
Terrorist, anthrax.
无论是这些炭疽病，这些恐怖分子。
West Nile disease.
现在我们听说的这个West Nile 的这个
nuclear waste
或者是核废料
biological warfare
是各种生物的武器
wildfire
在森林里面的火灾
flood earthquake
或者是水淹地震
America and the dreamland became a dangerous place
我们过去这个梦想的美国现在成了一个非常危险的一个地方。
As a matter of fact, there's no true peace in the world.
我们相信，事实上在世上是没有真正的平安的。
From Oklahoma City to New York.
从 Oklahoma 这个城到纽约。
From Al Qaeda to Palestinian suicide bombers.
从 Al Qaeda 到那个巴勒斯坦他们这些自杀的恐怖分子。
How come people do such terrible things?
我们想，为什么人会做这样恶劣的事情？
How do they justify to kill innocent women, children?
他们怎么去为自己说服自己，不顾一切可以杀无辜的孩子、妇人？
There is only one reason.
只有一个的原因。
Men are evil by nature.
就是神，人的本性。
We are bounded to commit sins.
我们是非犯罪不可的。
We put ourselves under the influence or under control of the evil one.
我们因为我们自己不知不觉地把自己放在那个恶者的控制之下。
We are slaves of our own greed and selfishness.
所以我们也成了我们自私、我们的贪心的这样的奴隶。
That's the reason why there's no true peace in family, in community, in nation, and in the world.
这是为什么？无论在家里，在一个社区，在一个国，在全世界，没有真正的平安。
The further the civilization makes progress, the more we'll see tragedies around us.
好像人的文明越来越进步，但是我们发现，这些可怕的事情也越来越频发。
We are in the bondage of sin.
我们实在是在罪的捆绑之下。
Because we leave our Creator behind us.
因为我们远离了创造我们的主。
We choose to ignore Him and make ourselves the Lord of our own life.
我们选择不理会他，我们把自己当着我们生命的主。
In Chinese expression, there no God in heart, thus no man in eye.
在中国人这么说，心中无神的目中也无人。
But God is love.
但是神是爱。
We gave up on Him, but He never.
虽然我们离弃他，但是他从来不放弃我们。
He won't make peace with us.
他愿意我们跟他和好。
Just like a mother, never forsake her children.
就好像做母亲的永远不会撇弃他的孩子。
Isaiah 66, 13 says, For the Lord says, As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you.
就好像诗篇66篇那里怎么说，就是母亲怎么样安慰保守自己的孩子，我也会保守他。
God had a provision for us.
神为我们是有所预备的。
He sent his beloved son to this earth, died on the cross for all sins.
他差他独生的爱子到这个世上来，为我们的罪死在十字架上。
So we accept Jesus Christ, we have eternal life.
所以凡是接受耶稣基督做主的，我们得到他所赐的永生。
That means we inherit the power of resurrection to eternity.
也就是说，当我们接受主的时候，我们也承受了这个大能、大有能力、复活的能力，直到永远。
We can have the potential to overcome the power, the shadow of death.
有主在我们心中，我们就有可能去胜过死因诱惑。
We can break the bondage of things and to be set free.
我们也可以胜过罪的捆绑，成为一个自由的人。
Dr. Louis was born in a poor family in Cleveland.
雷医生他生长在一个不是很有钱的家，在 Cleveland.
He was extremely shy when he was 5 years old, so he had to stay in the kindergarten for 2 more years.
因为他很害羞。所以他读幼稚园的时候就读了两年。
At the age of 12, he was baptized in a Baptist church, but he never touched by God.
到12岁的时候，他曾经在一个浸信会受过洗，但是他没有真的很强烈的感受到神。
He was number 3 out of 250 graduates in high school, but he had no money to go to college.
他中学毕业的时候是全班250个人，他排第三名，但是因为穷苦，他没有办法上大学。
He worked in several Chinese restaurants for 2 years.
曾经有2年，他在2个餐馆当侍应。
Then he got drafted in World War II and worked in a factory.
然后在第二次世界大战的时候，他加入了军队，然后在一个。工厂里面工作，军事的工厂里面工作。
1943, he joined the Signal Corps and was sent to Austria.
在1943年，他加入了那个信号团，然后他们就到了澳洲。
Later on, he was sent to Kunming, China.
然后从那里呢，他们到了昆明。
He met his first wife, Gloria, in Kunming, and later married in Shanghai.
他在1945年遇到他第一个妻子 Gloria, 后来他们在上海结婚。
Later, they came back to United States, and he discharged in Kentucky, and he joined a school, dental preparation school in Cleveland.
他后来就是退了兵役回来，回到美国，先经过 Kentucky, 后来又在Cleveland 进。入学。
About that time, their first daughter Willow was born.
在那时候，他们第一个Willow 出生。
Well, you can imagine how tough that days are. Well, when they live in Cleveland.
结束的时候，他们住在 Cleveland 那一段日子一定是蛮艰苦的。
He had to work to pay his tuition and had to take care of his family.
他必须工作来照顾。来付学费，同时也要照顾他自己的家。
Later on, his wife found a job in New York, so they moved to New York. He got transferred to Long Island Dental School.
后来他们他的妻子在纽约报馆找到一份工作，他们就搬到纽约去，他在长岛那个学校上学。
1953, he was graduated at the age of 33, the oldest of the class.
在1953年他毕业了，从雅克毕业，那是他班上年纪最大的，33岁。
First he worked in a veteran clinic, later in a practice, in private practice.
开始的时候他在一个退伍军人的这个诊所里面工作，后来他自己有诊所。
But he got bored of extraction, so he went to the orthodontic dental school.
但是因为拔牙齿，一直天天都拔牙齿，他觉得好累啊，所以他就进入了那个整形牙齿的学校。
After graduate, he find an opportunity in Cincinnati, so the family moved to here.
他毕业以后在新城这里有一个工作的机会，所以全家就搬到新城来。
In 1965, after Gloria delivered Robert, and she was diagnosed hepatitis.
在1965年，当 Gloria 生了她最小的孩子 Robert 的时候，就发现她有肝炎。
6 days later, she passed away and left one teenager, 3 young children behind.
那六天之后，她就过世了，就留下一个十几岁的女儿，然后三个更幼小的孩子。
That's the first time Dr. Louis felt he need help, so he came to God and asked for help.
这是头一次雷医生觉得他需要上帝的帮助，他也来到神的面前。
He cried out to God, why, why? But there came no answer.
他向神呼求说为什么，为什么这些事发生在他身上，但是没有答案。
1 year of struggle between career and family, babysit after babysit.
所以经过一年非常艰难的日子，他必须要照顾自己的孩子，也他的事业，然后只好有请保姆来帮助。
He was at age of breakdown.
他几乎都要垮了。
In 1965, Willow was transferred to Eastern College in Boston.
在1965年的时候，Willow 他要到东部的学校去进学。
So the whole family went to Boston.
所以全家就到了 Boston.
There he met Reverend Peter Shee.
在那里他认识一位师牧师。
Through his introduction, he came to know Neil, who is in Vancouver.
在那个时候，借着牧师的介绍，他认识了 Neil 姐妹。当时 Neil 在温哥华。
Neil is about to return to China.
当时 Neil 就准备是要回去中国了。
After some correspondence, and he decided he wanted to visit her.
他们通信以后就觉得要去看望 Neil。
He told her that he's going to bring whole family to see her.
他说他要带他的全家来认识他。
Neil said, "There's too much trouble to bring the whole family to see me. If you are married, let's marry."
他说你带全家来看我的话，就是太麻烦了。如果你要去结婚，我们就结婚。
So Dr. Lee didn't know how to do it.
刘医生不晓得怎么办好。
So he went to the forest of Mount Airy and he kneeled down in the woods and prayed to God.
他到了一个公园里，在的树底下，他向神祷告，说神啊，怎么办呢？
Again, there came no answer.
好像神也没有向他说什么。
In 1965, May 1, Dr. Lui brought his 4 children to Vancouver to see Neil.
后来终于5月1号，他就带着他4个孩子到温哥华来跟Neil 姐妹相会。
The next day they married.
然后第二天他们就结婚了。
In 1970, Dr. Lee's career looks good.
在1970年，雷医生他的事业非常的成功。
He had his own practice in 2 places.
他有2个诊所。
More and more people care about their appearance, and they came to see him.
很多人都注意自己的牙齿好不好看，所以就来找他。
Patients keep coming, so as money.
所以很多病人来，当然他的收入也增加。
They bought a bigger house.
他买一个很大的房子。
But Dr. Lee was depressed.
但是他心中还是很不开心。
Without any reason.
好像没有任何的理由。
No appetite.
觉得没有胃口。
No strength.
没有力量，没有力气。
No desire to work.
好像根本都不想做事了。
It seems he had everything, money, family, career.
其实他好像什么都有了，他有钱有家，他也有很好的事业。
But there's no joy in his heart.
但是在他心中没有喜乐。
So he went to see doctor.
所以他就去看医生了。
But doctor says no problem.
但是医生经过检查说一点问题都没有。
He thought maybe the doctors in Cincinnati is not good enough.
他就觉得新城的医生还不够好。
So he went to Mayo Hospital in clinic in Cleveland. Minnesota.
Minnesota. So he went to Rochester, Minnesota, the Mayo Clinic.
But still find nothing wrong.
但是医生还是找不出他有任何问题。
So he saw the psychiatrist.
所以他想，是我心里有问题吗？ 我要去见心理医生。
But there's no answer.
但是都没有答案。
Suddenly, the life became meaningless.
突然好像觉得生命没有任何意义。
When we are poor, we think maybe if I have money, all the problem will be solved.
当然，当我们穷苦的时候，都得解决了。
Money can buy good meals, but cannot buy good appetite.
金钱可以买到很好的吃的东西，但是你没有办法买你有好的胃口。
Money can buy big mansion, but cannot buy a good night's sleep.
我们可以用钱买很大的房子，但是我们不能用金钱可以买取说我安眠一夜。
Money can buy many insurance, but cannot buy good health.
金钱可以买很多很多各样的保险，但是没有办法买到好的健康。
Money can buy many good things, but cannot buy happiness in the family.
金钱可以买各种各式的东西，但是就没有办法买到你家里的幸福。
Jesus said, "What good will it be for a man if he gain the whole world yet forfeits his soul?"
耶稣曾经说过，人若赚得全世界，失上他的生命，对
whole world yet forfeits his soul.
耶稣曾经说过，人若赚得全世界，失上他的生命，对他有什么益处呢？
Oh, a man, and what can a man give in exchange for his soul?
他还能够拿什么来换他的生命呢？
When we think we can gain the whole world by working hard,
如果我们以为我们努力工作就可以赚得全世界,
then we are exactly fall into the trap of the evil one.
这样的话，我们就刚刚好堕入的那个恶者的网络里。
We became the slave of him.
我们成了他的奴隶。
More work, more responsibility.
我们工作越多，责任越多。
More challenge, then we seek more entertainment.
然后挑战越多的话，我们就去找各样的消遣。
There are unseen chains that bound us to many, many issues.
这样子好像有看不见的锁链，就把我们重重的捆住。
Eventually, we lose the meaning of existence.
最终，我们甚至连生存都失去了意义。
That is the reason why we need Savior, we need Jesus.
这是为什么我们需要救主，需要耶稣。
Because He is the deliberator of our life.
因为唯有他能够释放我们。
He created us, so He knows where the problem is.
因为是他造我们的，所以他知道我们真正的问题在哪里。
It is Him that died on the cross for our sins.
是他自己死在十字架上，为着我们的罪而死。
Only He can save us.
所以唯有他能拯救我们。
Just like the hymn we sing, the Christ arose.
就好像我们刚刚所唱头一首诗歌，主复活。
Up from the grave He arose with mighty triumphant over His foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and He lives forever with His saints to reign. He arose, hallelujah. Christ arose.
这里说耶稣是我们的主，他有坟墓里复活，一切仇敌罪恶都全胜过。主耶稣复活，胜过黑暗、恶魔，因此荣与圣徒掌权在天间。主复活，主复活，哈利路亚，主复活。
In the deep depression, Dr. Louis attended a campus crusade for Christ meeting in Brown County.
李医生在他心中很忧郁的时候，就在那一刻去参加了一个学员传道会的一个布道会。
In the summer of 1970, that's a special day for him.
1970年的夏天对他来说是一个很特殊的日子。
God touched his life.
因为神触摸了他的生命。
He kneeled down on the ground and asked Christ into his heart.
他跪在主的面前，求主耶稣进到他的心中。
He asked God to forgive all his sins of pride.
他求神赦免他过去一切骄傲自大的罪。
He was glorious, born again of spirit.
在那一天他就很荣耀的从圣灵而生。
He became a brand new man from inside out.
他自己说他从里到外他成了一个完全新的人。
Returned from the retreat, he began to attend the Chinese Christian Fellowship.
他从这个的退休会回来他就开始参加教会。
Later on become this church.
这个就是后来这一个教会的开始。
He was anointed as elder together with Brother Shipei and Regis in this church.
他也在跟朱弟兄还有曾弟兄他们三个人都被安立成为长老。
From that day on, he was completely changed.
从那天开始他完全改变。
He was so involved in God's ministry.
他是完完全全投入在神的事工的当中。
He made a friend, a doctor named Eddie Wheat.
他认识了一个 Wheat 这样的一位医生。
Wheat has a free long tape lending library.
这一位弟兄他有一个免费借用磁带的这么的一个图书馆。
Dr. Lee got hooked up on God's word.
那医生他就完完全全投入在神的话语里面。
So he developed a habit of listening to tape God's word.
所以他就养成一个习惯，经常听神的话。
Later on, he started his own ministry of tape.
后来他自己也开始一个录音带的侍奉。
Eventually, that became the Gospel Tape Mission International.
就是现在那个中华福音的录音侍工。
Many people remember Dr. Lui in different ways.
我相信许多不同的人记得雷医生，都从不同的角度记得他。
My daughter told me that she remembered Dr. Lui was a very fine doctor.
我的女儿告诉我，她记得雷医生是一个非常仔细的一位医生。
Just before he passed away, one half month ago, she visited him.
差不多雷医生过世以前一个半月左右，我的女儿去看过他。
She told me that he was in his clinic to have some dental procedure.
当时雷医生还在他的办公室那里，还有一点的帮助人在怎样。
No, she was on the chair of his clinic.
我的女儿就坐在他办公室的椅子上。
And Dr. Lee keep talking about the gospel to her.
雷医生呢就不断的跟他讲到主耶稣的福音。
And she has no place to go and but listening.
那当然他也没有地方可以躲藏，他一定要听。
But later on, she testified, say she was so admired that the boldness of Dr. Lui to set an example for Christian.
但是我的女儿后来她做见证说，她实在敬佩雷医生他那种勇敢勇于见证主，实在是我们很好的榜样。
Christian should be bold to testify for God in any kind of circumstances.
我相信主希望每一个基督徒无论在什么样的情况之下都大有胆量的为他做见证。
Romans 8, 1 and 2
在罗马书第八章第一第二节这么说。
Therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律。
When I was preparing this message, God gave me this hymn in my heart.
当我在准备今天的这个信息的时候，神把这首诗歌放在我的心中。
Glorious freedom.
就是荣耀的释放。
It says, glorious freedom, wonderful freedom.No more in chain of sin I repine. Jesus, the glorious emancipator, now and forever he shall mine.
荣耀之释放，奇妙之释放，我再无罪恶，舒服痛苦。荣耀释放者是救主耶稣，从今到永远使我释放。
This is one of Dr. Ray's favorite songs.
这也是雷医生他挺喜欢的一首诗歌。
Actually, he used his whole life to sing out this song.
其实我觉得他后面的一生的日子，他都是在唱这一首诗歌。
Everyone noticed that Dr. Lui became the more and more pure in thought and deed.
我们相信我们都注意到我们的弟兄在他的思想在他的行为上是越来越亲近接近神。
A lot of time he was praising God like a child.
常常他好像孩子一样那么单纯的赞美神。
Because he experienced the freedom of God.
我相信是因为他已经经历了在主里面那个真正的释放真正的自由。
It is a glorious freedom.
那是一个荣耀的释放。
In this particular day, we come together to remember our beloved father, beloved brother, and elder.
今天很特殊的日子，我们聚在这里，怀念我们所亲爱的弟兄。
Maybe this shouldn't be a time of sadness.
我相信不应该是一个很伤心的时候。
But a time of celebration.
应该是一个庆贺的时候。
Because our brother is with the Lord.
因为我们的弟兄他是在主那里。
May God bless you all.
愿神祝福你们。
Then we'll have friends come up to say words.
我们接着有不同的弟兄来说一些话。
We have Elder Shibei and Elder Reggie.
我们有朱长老，有郑长老。
Brother David, remind me that I can only speak for a few minutes.
我被提醒说我只能够讲几分钟。
So I promise won't be a lengthy sermon.
所以我答应他不会讲很长。
Many of those things I think Brother David has already shared with you.
因为有许多的事情刚刚牧师已经跟各位分享了。
My wife and I have known David since 1968 when we first moved to Cincinnati.
我跟我的太太自从我们1968年搬到新城来我们就认识了雷医生。
We started a Bible class, or we resurrected a Bible class, a meeting in David and Nell's basement.
因为我们在他们的家就是雷家重新开始了一个查经在他们家的地库。
Like Brother David said, David Lee then was a nominal Christian.
雷医生当时他自己说他是一个就是有名无实的基督徒。
He wasn't interested in Bible study at all.
当时他对读圣经没有什么兴趣。
So every time when we met,He came back from the office and went straight to his bedroom.
所以每一次我们在那里聚会的时候，他从办公室回来，他就会上到他的卧室。
A year or so later, I remember that his life was suddenly changed.
一年多以后，我记得突然他的生命就完全改变。
He was marvelously and gloriously saved.
他的确是非常荣耀的蒙恩得救。
The Holy Spirit did a tremendous work in our brother's life.
圣灵在我们弟兄的身上做了一个奇奇妙妙的事。
He was an absolute introvert.
因为他原来是非常非常的内向。
He seldom talked to any person.
他很少跟任何人说话。
At least not to the members of the Bible class.
至少在那个查经班里面的成员，他很少跟我们说什么。
But the Holy Spirit turned him into an introvert.
An extrovert.
Extrovert.
但是圣灵把他改变了，成了一个完全外向的人。
So he started witnessing to anyone that he came to encounter.
所以他一有机会，无论遇到什么人，他就会为主做见证。
He witnessed to the unbelievers and also the believers.
他会向不信的人传福音，他也会向信徒传福音。
Never checked with Nell whether or not he witnessed to his wife.
我从来没有问过，我不知道他有没有向 Nell 姐妹传福音。
He wants to be sure that everyone knows the Bible, knows the gospel.
因为他实在很关心，希望每一个人都能够认识主，知道主。
And thus had the opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus as a savior.
他就愿意跟每一个人都给每一个人有一个机会可以接受耶稣做他的救主。
Our brother was also received a brand new childlike nature from the Holy Spirit.
我觉得我的弟兄他也从圣灵那里领受了一个真是像孩子一般的这样的心态。
AndBefore the conversion, David always appeared as a very serious professional.
在他得救以前，他表面上我们看起来他是一个很严肃的一个专业者。
But after the conversion, he behaved often as an innocent child.
但是当他得救以后，他就往往像孩子那么单纯。
And I often thought of Matthew 18:3.
我就常常想到马太福音十八章第三节那里主说。
And you must change and become little children, otherwise you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
在那里主说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不能进天国。
Our brother was literally.Turned into a child.
我的弟兄，我觉得他真真正正的，真是回转那个单纯的孩子。
From then on, he would often had a smile in his face.
从那个时候开始，他脸上常常有笑容。
And he would lift up his arms and jump up and yell.Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
他会举起他的手跳起来说 Hallelujah, 赞美神。
I remember every time when I returned to Cincinnati.
我记得每一次我回到新城来。
When David saw me and he would first of all lift up his arm and jump up and say Hallelujah, praise the Lord before he gave me a bear hug.
在每一次我见到他的时候，他都举起手来，那说哈利路亚赞美主，然后呢，他才拥抱我一下。
As years went by, his weight increased.
随着时间，他的体重增加了。
He couldn't jump up as high as he used to.
他就不能像以前跳了那么高。
But every time he saw me, he was still.Lift up his arm and try to jump, and not as maybe just a little bit off ground.
但是每一次他看见我，他还是会举起手来，也许跳高离地一点点。
And I remember every time he would hug me.
我也记得每一次他就会抱着我。
And I really felt the warmth of his compassion, of his affection.
我实在感受到他爱的那个温暖。
David was a very humble person.
David 弟兄他是一个很谦卑的人。
He often spoke to us as, "You just had too much learning. I'm a simple person."
他常常提醒我们，你们读书读得太多了，我是很单纯的。
And his exceptional love and devotion to the Lord.Was exemplary among brothers and sisters of the church.
他对神的那个单纯专一的爱，实在是教会里面许多弟兄姐妹的榜样。
And his 20 plus years of service in the Chinese tape ministry, for instance, was nothing short of a miracle.
他用二十几年在这个华语的磁带上面来服侍，实在是神迹一般。
Because David Lui does not read any Chinese language at all.
因为雷医生他完全不懂中文。
He doesn't even know where the language stops.
他也不晓得这个华语是从哪一句开始。
He will listen to it.And then stop someplace and then check with the nail, says, hey, am I doing the right thing?
Yeah, 他会听着，然后就停下来，整个跟那姐妹说一说，我这个做得对吗？
Now our brother is gone.
Yeah, 现在我们的弟兄已经离开我们而去。
I strongly believe that someday when I get to heaven,
我深深的相信，有一天当我也到天上
a brother will be among the first few to greet me.
我相信，我的弟兄会在，小族人当中首先来欢迎我的其中的一个。
He will lift up his arms and jump very high and yell, "Hallelujah! Praise the Lord!" and then hug me.
他会一定是举起他的双手，而且跳得很高很高，就赞美主说 "Hallelujah!" 赞美主，然后就拥抱我。
Because of his presence, heaven has become a welcome place to me.
我相信因他在那里，天堂也成了一个是我非常受欢迎的地方。
In the meantime, we're going to miss our brother very, very much.
可是在目前呢，当然我们会怀念他。
I pray that the Holy Spirit will use his power and his wisdom to comfort Nell and the rest of his family.
我的祷告就是圣灵要用他奇妙的大能大爱来安慰Nell姐妹，还有安慰他家里的每一位。
I also know that David is very much concerned about people's salvation.
我也知道，雷弟兄他也是非常关心每一个人的救恩。
He cares so much about his children.
他也特别的关心他自己的儿女。
I think David would be very, very happy if his children would love the Lord and serve the Lord.
我相信雷弟兄会非常的高兴，如果他的子子孙孙都爱主、侍奉主。
May God bless his family.
愿神赐福他的家人。
Being third up here is really difficult because they took away all my punchlines.
我最后讲的比较难了，因为我要说的他们差不多都说了。
Which means that we remember David in exactly the same way.
这提醒我们，我们每一个人怀念我们的弟兄都是有很相同的感觉。
Each point I had, oh, he did it. Each point, oh, he did it.
每一点
Even my punchline they took away.
每一点我要说的啊，他们都已经说过。
So I was furiously trying to change what I was going to say.
所以我就想我要说什么呢？
David is an unusual person.
雷弟兄实在是很不寻常。
For example, he was the only one at that time, only adult at that time, who spoke English in a Chinese church.
当时在这个华人的教会，他是唯一的成人，他说英文的。
He was probably the first ABC in our church kind of thing.
他是我们教会头一个在美国生长的华人。
And now we have an English congregation with lots of ABCs. By that time, there was really only one of a few.
在那个时候呢，只有很少数。当然，现在我们还有英文的聚会。
Many years of service together.
我们有许多许多年，我们一起侍奉神。
We had a few disagreements.
我们有不同的意见。
But always, you knew his heart was in the right place.
但是我们都知道的，每一次他的心都是向着神。
There's no doubt about where his heart was.
我们从来不会怀疑他的心在哪里。
So that overcame everything.
所以所有任何的不同的意见都可以胜过。
He would always claim that he's shy and introverted. He always say, "I'm introvert. I'm introvert."
他常常会说他是非常非常内向。
But as you heard, he really wasn't. In evangelism,
但是你知道他得救以后传福音，他就完全不是内向的人。
Many people would tell me the same story. How, you know, during dental, open your mouth. You want to go to heaven or hell?
许多人会告诉我，当他帮你整牙齿的时候，你的口张开的时候，他就问你，你要到天堂去，还要下地狱？
And although he was one of the oldest people in our church.
虽然他在我们教会是一个最差不多是最年长的一位。
He was always complaining that our services are not lively, so boring. Why don't you make it more lively?
但是他又常常埋怨我们的敬拜的聚会太呆板了，不够活泼。
And from the back of the room would be, Amen, Hallelujah, Praise the Lord.
他会在最后面都会呼喊说, Amen, 赞美主, 赞美主, Hallelujah.
If you prayed with him,
如果你跟他一起祷告,
you realize that it's a different experience also.
你会发现也是另外一个经验。
Here I'm trying to pray.
我想要祷告啊。
And then he would follow one of my sentences and pray another prayer.
他会接着我, 然后他又接着祷告。
So I was trying to listen to him and pray, and it was not that easy actually.
我一方面听着他的祷告, 我自己也祷告,
and sometimes I didn't know whether to follow his prayer or not, or do my own prayer.
有个时候我不知道我要跟着他呢, 还是我继续自己祷告。
It's like these young people on these chat rooms, they're chatting all the time. It's like a chat room with God.
好像就是年轻人在他们彼此在那里谈话的时候我们就好像是在那里跟神谈话。
But I know that he spent hours in prayer for all of us.
我知道他用很长很长的时间为我们每个人祷告。
Maybe he was the one who prayed the most, I don't know, but he prayed a lot, I know, for all of us.
说不定他就是那个祷告最多的一位弟兄，因为我知道他实在用很多的时间祷告。
Yes, he was an eccentric in the good sense of the word.
是的，他信主以后，他变成了外向。
Maybe even a lonely prophet at times.
有个时候他可能是一个好像是一个孤单的一个先知。
But it's a reminder to us about all the different people we have in the church. God made us all different, and he was different.
这里提醒我们，神造我们每一个人都不一样的，他是一位很不寻常的。
I know he's having fun in heaven.
我相信他在天堂是非常快活的。
Hey Peter, hey Paul, praise the Lord.
他可能跟彼得跟保罗在那里打招呼说赞美主，赞美主。
A good slap on the back and a good hug with Paul and Peter and Abraham, that must be fun.
他会拥抱着这些古圣徒，一定是很有趣的一件事。
And I know it's theologically not correct that Peter is not standing there with the key to the gates of the heaven.
我相信的，从神学来说，彼得大概不是拿着一个钥匙在那里吧。
But I know that David will be there too, waiting for all of us. Praise the Lord.
相信雷医生他还在那里等着我们每一个人，赞美主。
It's good to listen to those wonderful stories.
我们听到这些的故事，我们觉得非常好，很开心。
Now we're going to invite the families to share some words, and let's start with. You want friends go first? No, let's go family first. Then we'll have Nell, please.
我们现在请家属他们说一些话，请雷妈妈。
大家好，谢谢几弟兄从很远的地方来，也谢谢雷伯伯的英文班的弟兄姊妹，他们都来。
I thank Brother Chu for coming from far away, and I thank many brothers and sisters from the English group that they've come.
因为他除了参加我们教会以外，他还参加，就是上好多年，二十多年以前，我想Billy Graham 在我们 Cincinnati 来布道的时候，他认识。 Lord's Cantina.
Because many years ago, 20-some years ago, when Dr. Billy Graham came to Cincinnati, David Louis came to know some of the brothers here.
从那时候开始，几十年，他们一个礼拜都要在一起吃饭。
And from that time on until now, for over 20 years, every week they will meet and have a meal together.
他甚至于，我觉得雷伯伯这个人。 从来都不想让他自己
The way I remember David, he never think of himself. He never thought of himself.
他首先就是照顾他四个孩子。
He would first of all think of his four children.
那就是下面就是我。
And then myself.
甚至于他死在佛罗达，我都相信他是为了我要死在那里的。
Even he passed away in Florida, I think he did all that for my sake.
因为我这个人呢，晚上就害怕，到了晚上我就怕。
Because I got very fearful at night.
有人就批评我，你这个基督徒怎么还怕鬼呀？
Someone will criticize me. Why, as a Christian, are you afraid of ghosts?
我是Christian也是人呢，还是一样的，我没改。我到了晚上我又怕黑，又怕鬼。
As a Christian, yes, I'm still fearful of darkness.
所以他礼拜六礼拜二去参加他们那个美国餐厅的时候晚上回得很晚
so every Tuesday when he went to the English fellowship he would usually come home very late
我就跟他跑
so I would follow him
我就是不愿意一个人留在家里
I don't like to be by myself at home
所以他说他要到佛罗里达去
so when he said he wanted to go to Florida
我说你现在身体这么不好他去年在纽约我们在 Greg 家里的时候我们就去帮他检查身体他又有糖尿病第二期的糖尿病他又有心脏病而且心脏有很多毛病最近我要 Robbie 查了那个死亡的症到底有些什么病一查我真是看了吓了一跳他心脏有很多病那个英文字我都看不懂普通字典都查不出来我说你就查医用字典到底爸爸得了什么病、
I told him that you are so weak physically how can we go to Florida because last year we had a checkup inNew York and find that he had a second stage diabetes and his heart had a lot of problems.
And
I read it in the death certificate. I couldn't tell what it is, a long word, so I have to look up in the dictionary. When we read it, we thought that medically, probably he should have gone back then in New York.
但是神还是给他半年的时间让他把一切事情安排好
But God gave him an extra 6 months and he had everything under、all well taken care of
他最重要的安排就是叫他的小儿子雷斯安来接他的工作
And the most important thing is he asked Robert to come and to continue with his work
而且指定他